Recycle Utah Executive Director Carolyn Wara says her team handled 624 tons of paper and cardboard last year. Their car counts also show they've increased from an average of 365 in 2016 to 400 cars per day in 2017.
We saw really big increases in plastics and aluminum. We've had a lot more businesses bringing us aluminum. Park City Brewery is bringing us a lot of what they go through. And then we've seen it increase aluminum part in the marketplace. A lot of water is coming in aluminum cans, you know, like the sparkling water phase right now. So a little bit more things are being packaged in aluminum, which is good because aluminum is a good recyclable commodity, can recycle over and over again, not too harmful to the waste stream, easy to recycle. So
Wara says they saw an increase in plastic and thinks it could be due to better education and more people realizing plastic bags can't go into curbside bins. E-waste costs Recycle Utah about 25 cents per pound and is the only product they charge for drop-off. The hazardous waste collection dates are all set for April 28th and September 29th at the Canyon's base parking lot.
I've been working with Sunrise Rotary, Standerville Basin Water Reclamation District, Park City Municipal and Summit County to get those going. That's always a great event, so get ready and start cleaning out your garage early if you're really ambitious.
Styrofoam collection has been out of commission for the past few weeks. The styrofoam collection at RU is dependent on the machine they use to condense the material by sucking the air out of it.
The easiest way to think about it, it's like a hot air balloon filled with styrofoam, and all the styrofoam in the hot air balloon goes down into the basket. And the machine that does that has been broken since earlier this month. We made it through the holidays. The holidays was big with styrofoam. We had a lot of styrofoam coming in, a lot of people, a lot of packaging during the holidays. And the machine, like, rocked it through the holidays. The staff, we got through everything. And then, you know, February 1st comes around and the machine says it's tired. And so we've been working on getting it fixed. And so if you have styrofoam, we just ask that you hold on to another week or two. We're probably having it up and running again next week. And if you absolutely have to bring it by, we just ask that you leave us a few bucks to help us cover the cost of paying another recycler to take it off our hands with our machine being broken.
The Summit County Solid Waste Draft Master Plan is on the County Council agenda next week. Wara says it's a good plan that will get more life out of the landfill.
Well, right now, the current cell has about a year and a half maybe left on it, and then they're building new cells hoping to get us to 35 years. And if we take some actions outlined in the Solid Waste Master Plan, we can maybe get to 50 years, which is really exciting. It's always easier to extend the life of a current landfill versus acquire new land to buy a new one. So Recycle Utah is a great partner with Summit County to get this done. We had a meeting last week with stakeholders, you know, from composting to residents to people who have tried this before, to sustainability people. And it was kind of fun. We talked about solid waste for 2 hours, and I personally think that's great, and I'm excited to be a player at that table. And a lot of great ideas in that plan. You know, council's going to have a lot of hard decisions to make, but I think there's a lot of great options in there.
Wara says she has been involved with the master planning efforts, and Summit County is now taking an active role in finding RU a new home.
You know, the county is really relying on us for our education components. They realize that we, you know, we're the go-to group in Summit County for, can I recycle that? How does this work? Where do I bring that? And I'm excited to see Summit County want to use this in that way. It's also outlined in there, too. It could be a possible new home for us moving forward. You know, if they acquire land, like acquire new space for a facility that does recycling for the county, maybe we run the public side of that. You know, people bring us things they don't know what to do with, and we help them dispose of it properly. So a lot of things from education to a possible new home are outlined in this plan.
Their Green Drinks event is March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Kimball Arts Center. An expert will talk about your water usage footprint. Earth Day is April 22nd, and they'll celebrate at Wasatch Brew Pub. Tickets are for sale online at recycleutah.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.